This is Leslie Mack, founder of Safety Pinbox, and this is my first civic action. So when you asked me, you know, obviously I voted ever since I turned 18, but the thing that jumped out in my mind when I was thinking my first actual civic action was I started working, I'm a Unitarian Universalist, it's my faith, and I started working with our legislative ministry in New Jersey, which is where I was living for about 10 years in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area. And we started doing some work around bail reform. Specifically around money bail and trying to get more people out of jail that were just sitting there waiting for sentencing and waiting for their hearings, generally speaking. And so for me, that was my first direct civic engagement, kind of engaging legislature in a different way. I was amazed by the process itself. I mean, we had to do all sorts of things. You know, we had to collect signatures. We had to do phone call banks. We had to collect stories and actually go to hearings with legislator to talk about what this issue was meaning and how it was ruining people's lives, you know, being caught behind bars, losing their jobs, losing their children, losing their families, and how it was not contributing to the health of our state, generally speaking. But what struck me most about the interaction was at the hearing to get bail reform on the ballot in New Jersey, I was wondering before we went in with all of these folks that had been detrimentally affected by the bail process, who was going to be the opposition? I had in my mind before we went in, like, who's going to come in and speak against getting folks out of jail that are not violent offenders, that literally can't afford as little as $100 to just go home to their families and continue their lives while they deal with a legal issue. And it was the bail bondsman industry. And sitting there in this courtroom with a bunch of folks that I had gotten to know really well that were fighting for their lives and for lives of people like themselves and listening to, you know, grown men talk to the committee about the fact that if this passed, New Jersey would lose tax dollars from the bail bondsman industry. It was the first time I had heard in a civic engagement setting someone actually make the argument that money was more important than the livelihood and lives of actual citizens. And it was such an eye-opening moment for me, and it really emboldened me to continue doing both civic action and social justice and organizing and activism work, because I realized that there were people not passively fighting, you know, against these things, but actively utilizing these, you know, nefarious points of view to say to the committee that, well, you won't be able to afford all the things that you want for the state to do if you pass this law that is clearly just. You know, we were lucky enough to get it on the ballot, and it passed, you know, widely, and it was great, and it was a great win, and it made me feel really good. But I'll never forget that day in the courtroom listening to, you know, the case be made that this was worth these folks' lives because tax dollars were more important, and the money that was coming through the bail bondsman industry to the state of New Jersey was more important than what we had to share with them.
Thanks, Leslie, for sharing your first civic action story. To learn more about Safety Pinbox, the monthly subscription box for those striving to be allies in the fight for Black liberation, visit their website at safetypinbox.com. Share this civic action and your own story using the Sunday Civics hashtag and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Stay tuned for more stories and full episodes of Sunday Civics on your feed every other Sunday. Now go get civically engaged.